Hello and welcome to On the Couch with M&M. M&M obviously for Maria and Manos.
This is where we go behind the scenes in real estate business ownership to give you great ideas and tips to help you create fun and profitable businesses so that you can live an extraordinary life.
Let's get started.
Hi followers and welcome to the latest edition of On the Couch with M&M.
We're so excited today. We've got our good friends here, Glenn and Naomi, our marketing experts. We've known these guys for quite some time now. We've had lots of discussions about marketing and business and real estate, and we're really excited to have them on the couch today and share all that knowledge that they have acquired all the years of marketing and traveling overseas with all of you guys. So we'll get started. Yeah, you've got the first question.
Yeah. Well, I tell you, you talk about how many discussions we've had and stuff. Yeah. I tell you, if you took our discussions and put them in, we've solved the problems of real estate about three or four times over.
We have. So why haven't they been solved? Is it because people don't actually do what they're supposed to be doing, or what is it?
But it is funny though that a lot of us, it wouldn't just be us, that a lot of us out there in bars and at seminar breaks and things across the country, we've all solved the problems of real estate, but still, we've still got to get in there and execute, So a lot of good stuff happens up here. Maybe not so much happens out in the real world sometimes.
So let's start with that. And we're going to talk about your top three prospecting and marketing initiatives that you've obviously implemented throughout your coaching with your teams and that. But implementation, actually getting people to take the action. What have you found out there?
Well, you know, I'm going to throw to Naomi for that, because literally I was always a great student. I studied with everyone. But it was when Naomi came into our business maybe 4 years ago that literally we went from good to great, or maybe great to phenomenal. So, Naomi, you've been the one that's been the implementation legend in our business, and you've transferred to a client. So what's your thoughts?
Well, first of all, I think you've got to stop sleeping.
No, you did that well.
3 a.m. getting up is probably the standard that you need to do.
So 5 a.m. club.
That's for wusses.
Tom Panos.
Tom Panos, you're hearing
that.
Sorry. 5 a.m.
I think what I found is building a really high-functioning team around you. So I think that's number one.
So important.
If you don't have the support in place, then you're going to be banging your head up against the wall all the time.
Yeah.
So as long as you've got key people in the right places in your business that can drive it for you, because as real estate agents, we don't want you sitting at a computer. We want you out there listing, selling, kissing babies, meeting people. That's what we want you doing. We don't want you in front of the computer. So a high functioning team, I think, is the first thing. The second thing I think is that you need to have a format that you run to, so a really strong system. And when I say a strong system, it needs to be a system that you never break. So don't set up a system and then kind of think, oh, I'll just do this differently. Tweak the system, change it to be that. So always stick to the same process that you do. Because the moment you break that process, it's gone. It's out the window.
You're out of flow.
Can you give us an example of a simple process?
I want to throw in one thing to your first point.
Sure.
I spent half a day with Marcus Ciminello, and I saw this extraordinary human being that he fitted me in. I spent the morning with James Tosfer and the afternoon with Marcus. And I tell you, when he was describing what Naomi just described, it was a masterclass. Yeah. And so it was kind of like the team around him set him up so they would hand him a folder and they'd say, righto, Marcus, your listing presentation at 1 p.m. is blah, 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 blah. And then you're going to go straight to this countersigning offer of blah, 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 blah. And so folder after folder got handled for the next $4 productive appointments.
That's massive.
And all of it. So all Marcus had to do was turn up and be an actor and deliver the lines. And I thought, so we sort of spent some time discussing that. And that's his whole day. And he tells me that he would fit in. I was one out of 13 dollar productive appointments that he could do in any one day. Can you imagine doing a countersigned offer, a negotiation, listing presentation and appraisal? And all you do is the nose-to-nose, toes-to-toes with the clients.
It's
masterclass
it's
of what Naomi just said.
And look, that's fine if you're just starting out in real estate. Obviously, you're not going to be able to afford to have this team around you. So I think if we come back a few steps, and it is very true that our top agents have a huge high-performing team around them. If you're an agent on your own, I think that it still rings true that you need to follow your same systems day in and day out. So then when you do decide, or you can afford to grow your team, your systems are in place to do that.
Can I dig in? Because when you talk about systems, a lot of people might think that you're talking about ideal day or ideal week. It's not what you're talking about, is it?
No.
So dig in a little bit further.
This is about the mechanics.
Yeah.
So this is about the mechanics. So I pretty much run to the same routine every single day. And I am up 3 a.m.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'll move myself to 4 or 4.30 depending on...
On the night before.
On the night before, the day before, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
So I'll get up at the same time every single day. It's routine.
Yeah.
And then I have the same process that I follow during the day. So I'm a booklet person. I'm a list writer.
Mm.
So I have my list analog. Written. Absolutely. Analog. I'm analog. You know, I'm digital and analog. My appointments are digital. What I have to do is analog. So I write. And I find that that's easier for me to follow.
Mm. And it's interesting. Let me throw in there the way I work in with that, because I'm... the Marcus, I'm the executor. I'm out there doing stuff nose to nose, toes to toes with clients. And this is to give your viewer some solace. What if I'm not analog? What if I'm not a writer? What if I'm not digital? Well, that's me. So I'm out there person to person. I get on either the phone and I dump to Naomi who writes, or I get on an app called WhatsApp. And if she's not available, I just hold my finger on the button. I say blah, 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 while it's still fresh in my mind.
Yeah.
As soon as I take the finger off either the phone call or the WhatsApp app and I've transferred it, I can forget it. And move to my next appointment with confidence that behind me is this machine that is going to execute whatever promises I've made to that agent client that I'm working with. Right. And what's true for us will certainly be working in exactly the same principle as a listing and selling agent.
Yeah, and it is the same.
Absolutely. Exactly, and you can adjust it to how it fits for you as a person. So that's probably my second thing, is make sure that you stick to the same routine and force yourself to do it. You know, sometimes we have to have disciplined thinking.
Mm.
So we really need to switch our thinking around sometime from being motivated and determined to discipline, right?
Remember on The Simpsons when the kids would look at Grandpa Simpson in the shower and they'd go, that's what I just did when she started saying discipline and all of that stuff, because some of us just
can't. It's hard.
Live in organized chaos.
Maybe.
A lot of agents,
so for the ones that they, because there's a lot of agents that do
definitely.
It's actually one of the characteristics of good salespeople to, would you say, living in organized chaos.
Yeah.
So
sometimes not so organized.
What do? We have people that are actually, you know, highly organized around us.
Yeah, mopping up the mess behind me. Yeah.
We do that. And we have there's really five of us that do that, with me leading the four of them to make sure that we can
that
do
we
that.
Can do
and
what
we
you
deliver
do.
For
yeah.
our clients, because it's really the only effective way that we can do it.
Yeah.
Mm.
And I think the third thing that I do regularly is that I reflect on my day. So I'm constantly looking at what I did that day, how I did it, how I could have done it
better,
how I can be more efficient tomorrow. So I'm constantly evolving and tweaking my systems, because clients change, market change, demands change, things change in my life, that if I sat to a too rigid process and system, that it would break.
Yeah,
so
course.
I make sure that I'm always reflecting and I'm always making sure that I'm tweaking the system as I go. So I think there's three things.
Good advice.
Wow. That's a masterclass. I hope you're charging a lot for your viewers out there.
So
the couch
like
with M&M.
You have this woman in your team, I tell you what.
Well, it's true.
It's reinforcing the weakness.
Yeah, well,
yeah,
think about this.
To
talk money, because money is our only real indicator of success. Of course, if you could measure happiness, so be it. And that's gone up as well. But my business went from 300,000 to 2 million. Because I was already same thinking, same philosophy, same principles, but the addition of that team behind me, led by Naomi, and a team of people that she leads, has taken it, what's that, 7x?
Yeah.
7x?
Well,
that's
you can't
nuts.
Do it on your own, can you?
No.
You can't
need the right
the
people
world.
Around you. It's
you
what
can't
you said before.
The world on your own.
Yeah.
You
no.
need that support system.
Yeah,
you
do.
And you need to find the right people.
Yeah.
Mm.
And how are some of the challenges about people actually finding the right person to join their team? What sort of tips can you give someone?
It's, you know what, it's funny that you've asked, because we've had about four people have that same question to us in the
they
last...
They try and recruit Naomi and my other team members, the buggers.
Yeah, he has to watch...
Hands off, you lot!
Because Tom Carlin's offered me $250,000 to come and work for him.
Ah, love
he better
it.
Watch himself.
He did. Tom Carlin, literally. No, he said 300K. Tom, stop it.
Tom needs the help with recruiting, doesn't he?
He's doing really well. He's awesome. He'll never die wondering, Tom. I mean, you know what? Because I spent some time with Vivian Yap.
You'll never die wondering.
Yeah, he won't. So spending
some time with people like Tom, like Vivian Yap.
Yeah, she's amazing.
Like Tom. Tom, if he wants Naomi to come work for him, he'll ask. Doesn't matter that we're best mates and all that, he'll ask. Vivian, yeah, we were sitting there like this having dinner, and I'm about to name drop. There was Arnold Schwarzenegger right here, Naomi here, Arnold's daughter. We were sitting there like this. At the next table was Michael Keaton, and Vivian was with us, right? So it's Vivian, Naomi, me, Arnold Schwarzenegger and his daughter sitting around a table having a meal. And at the next table, Michael Keaton is there. And I'm nervous. I'm like, right? Michael Keaton's there. Before I knew it, because I said, Arnold, Michael Keaton over there. He goes, oh, yeah, he looks different. Before I look back, Vivian's over at Michael Keaton's table, shaking his hand, sitting there, she'll never die wondering.
Well done.
People would say, you were nervous? Yeah, I was too nervous to go and do it. Vivian was off.
Yeah.
Gotta love it. It's
a common characteristic with people who are achievers.
Yeah.
They've got 100%. The self-belief, but they don't let fear get in the way of doing it.
Yeah, that's right. Mm.
So let me throw to you a marketing answer to that question of how to get the good people, right? This is the answer I gave my people, is I gave them the marketing piece, i.e. the ad, and the system that we used to find, in the case of one particular staff member who is really good, that we've got Amy, we advertise for her. So that's an ad. That's a marketing piece. Mm. We gave them our marketing piece and our recruiting system. And we said, there you go. Because one of the principles in marketing is don't change a thing. Just run it how it was. And one of the little tips we did is the first line of the ad was, make sure you read this to make sure you're suitable for the thing. Read it very carefully. So, and in the middle, buried in the text, we'd put, please don't, I can't remember the exact wording. Actually, no, what was the wording? How do we bury the don't hit email and email in your resume, mail it in? Was it something to that effect?
It was exactly that.
Yeah. So anyone that emailed you just went delete.
Correct.
And it was in the advert. If you email your resume through, you'll be automatically rejected.
But it's buried in the text.
Because you wanted a detailed person that actually...
And if 120 applications...
Came in through the mail.
No, email.
Email. But I had about 100 come through the mail, through my post office box.
Can I have that?
Oh, wow, of course. But there's the principle. See, the first...
And we'll share it with our viewers.
Yeah, cool. Let's put in the link below. Yeah. The first instruction that we want this potential employee to follow is read all of that. If they can't follow that, then we know that the personality style is wrong for the role that we're about to give. So that's a good one.
We need attention to detail. That's what we need. Yeah. So the only way to test that is to put this into the advert to see whether they've got attention to detail.
That's not a salesperson's role.
This is for our admin attention to detail role.
So, can I just, sorry, I want to jump in.
You see how we've solved the problems of real estate?
We're going to do about three interviews here today because we've got too much to talk about.
And then after dinner, we're going back to Mount Osteria to keep talking.
Glenn will have a couple of drinks.
Yeah. I'll never forget one resume that I got, and I still remember, and this is marketing. And she got an app, she got my attention. She put a coffee cup in her application, and she said, please sit back and have a coffee on me. I think there was a tea bag in there.
She's lumpy mailed us.
I was so impressed. And whenever I go and have a cup of coffee now, I look at that cup and I go, gee, she's a smart girl.
I wonder if
she'd be a good salesperson more so than an admin. Because I tell you, a good salesperson will be slightly put off by that attention to detailness. Yeah. So if you're in love with your PA or assistant or admin team too much, that can be a challenge because that means they're probably a bit too compatible with you. Yeah. And you want them to rub you up the wrong way just enough that because they're doing something that you cannot and will not do.
Yeah, that's right. They have to have different strengths. You can't be exactly the same people. And I think in talking about recruitment now, that's exactly where salespeople go wrong if they don't know how to recruit. Because they will recruit people that are like them.
Or that they like them, which
is not what they need. Yeah. You need someone that...
Okay, in a mentoring role, perhaps, if they want to duplicate and become you.
Yes.
But if you want a good, rock solid... The avatar we look for now, we always talk about Now it's become an in-joke. If any of your guys have seen the show Suits with Harvey Specter, we're all looking for a Donna. Aren't we? Hey?
And, I'm sure I put that in a Facebook post. You got
your Donna.
And I'd like to get my Donna. Hadn't been mailed. No, excellent. This is great. This is great for our first session. We're going to come back with another session. We're going to wrap it up.
We're going to talk about marketing.
Because again, I mean, I still get humbled by it when people say that I'm one of the leading marketing coaches in real estate. And it's not through any genius on mine. I just learn from the best marketing coaches globally. And you'd probably argue that I would say I'm the dumbest in the country because it took me 7,000 hours to learn what... If you did it by us, probably would take you 70, not 7,000.
That is a typical... That must be your sales pitch. Is that what it is? Because you always talk like that, but you're nothing like it. So
I don't think too many people have brought out Arnold Schwarzenegger twice, Richard Branson, Gary Vaynerchuk, all in the last 24 months. Phenomenal.
Yeah, exactly.
Again, like Vivian Yap, I'll never do I wonder.
So not use the same in the same sentence. Dumb and Glenn Twiggle. That's for sure.
I mean, no marketer in the world gets pretty much tackled by Arnold Schwarzenegger at a restaurant.
That was pretty cool.
And says, What the
F are you doing here?
I love it. That's awesome.
Yeah, that was cool. Awesome. So we'll talk marketing next time, mate. Absolutely. Right, I'll give the next episode. I got one thing that I've been working on now that, in all of my years of marketing, and I've been credited with some pretty cool campaigns. The one that I'm working on now, and I'm trialing on a few of your staff members.
Awesome.
I describe it as the best marketing piece I've ever came up with, ever.
That's awesome.
And so far, the early indications from some of your clients that I'm working with, eView people, they're excited, suffice to say.
I can't wait.
We'll have to talk about that.
We'll be sharing with you guys at the next episode.
Thanks for joining us, and we'll see you next week.
And we'll put the resume, the recruitment ad on the post.
You can tell we have a lot of fun. Thanks for joining us, guys.
Thanks, guys. See you next time.